U.S. draws on existing stockpiles to send another $250 million in weapons to Ukraine. By Simon Kent on August 30, 2023. The Biden administration announced Tuesday it will dig into existing stockpiles to enable an additional $250 million in weapons and ammunition to be sent to Ukraine as part of its ongoing support of Kyiv. AP reports the drawdown from Pentagon inventories will include mine-clearing equipment, artillery and rocket rounds, ambulances and medical gear, among other items and spare parts, according to the State Department. The U.S. will continue to work with its allies and partners to provide Ukraine with the capabilities to meet its immediate battlefield needs and longer-term security assistance requirements, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters Tuesday during a press conference. When asked how much was left of the previously approved congressional funds, Singh told reporters she didn't have the figures on hand but said she is confident that we have enough money to meet Ukraine's need through the fiscal year. But, as you know, there's been a request for a supplemental. And we're hopeful that the Congress will approve a supplemental package for Ukraine, she said. The State Department said the package contained AIM-9M missiles for air defense, high-mobility artillery rocket system munitions, 155mm and 105mm artillery ammunition and more than 3 million rounds of small arms ammunition. Cluster bombs have also been included in previous shipments. Related, Biden, we're sending cluster munitions to Ukraine because we are low on ammo they need and they're running out of ammo. The Biden administration has committed upwards of $43.7 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, most of which has been funded by the $48.7 billion in Congress-approved supplemental appropriations over the last two fiscal years. President Joe Biden has previously admitted this has had a profound impact on U.S. reserve supplies of munitions, as Breitbart News reported. For his part, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tweeted his thanks Tuesday after the announcement. I am grateful to all American people, the Congress and personally to President Joe Biden for the new defense assistance package for Ukraine, Zelensky said. Artillery, missiles, ammunition for HIMARS, the mining equipment, that's what our warriors need. Freedom needs protection, and this protection is growing strong. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.